we'll start with. And then you just hold on to Hebrews chapter 12. We'll read that just a minute or two after we get started this morning. So 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. And then Hebrews chapter 12, if you'd look that up now, because we're not going to give you time to look it up in a few minutes when I get to that. We're going to read this other one right away and pray and let you be seated. So 2 Timothy 4, 7 and Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 1. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. If you have that, if you stand and stretch in honor for the reading of God's word this morning, I hope this message will be a help to you this morning. It won't be a super long message. It will sound like it's directed towards those who are in leadership position, and it is, but it's applicable for everybody. And when I say leadership position, I mean like in the church. But it's for everybody, though. It's for anybody who wants to be a Christian that finishes with a successful Christian life. And we're going to talk about the right finish this morning. Let's look at 2 Timothy 4, 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I'll read that one more time. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And let's pray this morning, and then you may be seated. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just ask you, Lord, that you'd bless, Father God, this time this morning. Bless the folks that have come. Fill me with thy sweet Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. God says that no Christian should be double-hearted, especially a leader in the Christian life. That they should not be double-tongued or double-minded. So double-hearted, double-tongued, double-minded. The Apostle Paul said in our verse, I finished my course. I have finished my course. God has a course for everyone. God has a course for every Christian. Success in life is not how big of something that you do for God with your Christian life. That's not the ultimate success. What the ultimate success truly is how you run your course that God sets out for you. That's the key. That's the key. And your success isn't how much money you acquire or how much power that you gain one day. The success or failure is truly determined by one thing. Did God's men finish the course set before them? Take your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. Hopefully you're already there. Verse 1, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. I'm going to go ahead and start reading the first two verses here. The Bible says this, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. God planned my course in life. God planned your course in your life too. And for every person that's ever lived, or ever will live for that matter, success or failure will be determined by how we finish our course. How we finish, that's the key. If you live a normal life, maybe let's just say 70 years, right, to that age, maybe older than that, maybe 99, and for some. If you live your life to whatever age, you and I will have the point in time come then after we die, we'll face God one day. When we face God, we will give an account for how we finished and how we finished our course. God will be able to determine the success or failure based on how we finished. Not how great of things we've done, not how much money or power we acquired, or not how big something, if we were a leader over it, was built to, but it's how you finished your course at the end. And so let me give you several things about that this morning. Number one, let me give you three things about it. Number one, do not be double-minded. A double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. Amen. According to God's word in the book of James. A double-minded man is unstable. He's unstable. Unstable in all his ways. To be single-minded means that you've found what your one purpose is, your purpose in life is. If you're single-minded, you found that purpose and you're doing that purpose and you're fulfilling that purpose. To be single-minded is what we want. Amen. It also means that you're giving your all for that one great purpose in your life. God is saying that wherever you are in life, you're to give your all at what it is you do. You're to give your all to it. Give your all. God's got a course for you, amen, to give your all. Therefore enters the word passion. Should be a passion to you to fulfill it. So it's not not only the purpose, but it's also the passion within the place of service that you have that will help you be single-minded to be doing what you need to do. God's got something for you. That's important. Since 1996, I think I've been where I should have been geographically. I've not always been what I should be, but I've been where I should be, geographically speaking. When I left the sheriff's office, it was to attend Bible college. When I left Bible college, I went on a year of deputation, all at the direction of my pastor. When I left deputation, I came here and started a church in Lincoln, Nebraska, where I was supposed to be. And then here I sit 10.5 years later. God hadn't moved me anywhere else. So here I sit. I'm fulfilling my purpose. I have never physically been since that time at a place where I'm not supposed to be. That's important for you to be where you're supposed to be. God's got a place for you. God's got a course for you. And so well, you couldn't have any opportunities to go anywhere else. That's not true. I actually had a couple different opportunities I possibly could have taken to go somewhere else and pastor another church. I didn't take those. I didn't believe God was leading me to go that direction. Just because the opportunity is there doesn't mean necessarily that I was supposed to take it. You can't always go by that. It can play a part sometimes, but you can't always go by that. You have to be 100% sure that God's the one that's moving you. Now, when I walked onto the campus of Bible College, that was the day that I was supposed to be there. When I walked off that campus, that was the day I was supposed to leave. When I came on the grounds here of this place, 1205 F Street, that was the day I was supposed to come on the grounds here. Amen. And I know some of you wish I'd leave these grounds. Amen. But I'm still here on these grounds 10.5 years later. Amen. And I believe I'm still supposed to be on these grounds. Amen. Right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Amen. And now, so how can that be? I've been single-minded. That's how. For that one purpose, that course, single-minded. God knows what's best for me. God knows what's best for my life. What we've got to do is allow God to control us. We've got to allow God to control us. Quit being double-minded. You got to quit being double-minded. And figure out what God wants and then do it. God's got a course for you. He's got something he wants you to do. Do it once you figure it out. When a need arises on a journey, fill it. When trouble comes on a journey, what am I going to do? Overcome it. That's the way a journey works. Amen. Things will come. When evil comes, amen, overcome it. So how will I ever overcome evil? With good. You overcome evil with good. Amen. That's a Bible formula. When corrections come or chastisement on the journey, take it and keep heading for the finish line. Amen. But you got to keep your eye on the finish line to finish your course. Amen. That's the key. 17 years later, I'm still on course. Over 17 years, I've been single-minded when it comes to the King James Bible. Haven't changed on that, haven't wavered on that. I still believe it's just the inspired word of God for the English language today as much as it was 17 years ago. I believe all the other English versions are perversions of the Word of God. They come from a different source. They've been changed. They've been fooled with. They've been messed with. I've preached that for years, and I still stand by that, and I'll never change on that. Because it's true. Amen. I've been single-minded when it comes to soul winning. We've gone soul winning for all these years. Since 10 and a half years I've been here, we've gone soul winning. We started out as a soul winning church. We're still going soul winning. We went last Thursday night. Amen. Standards. I've been single-minded on standards. Amen. I believe in setting standards in my life and abiding by those things and not wavering all the time back and forth. I've been an independent Baptist preacher all these years. I'm not changed on that. I'm not changed on that. I don't believe in denominational churches. Never have, never do, never will, because the book doesn't believe in denominational churches. The book believes churches are local and independent. Amen. And I stand by that, and I continue to stand by that. I have been single-minded about Holy Spirit fullness. Amen. I believe in it. The right way, the Bible way, it's true, and we hold to it. I've been single-minded about the bus ministry. Amen. I've been single-minded about local church missions and supporting missionaries. And that's important. Amen. I've been single-minded about the old-time religion. Amen. I've been single-minded about being a pastor-led church. I've been single-minded about those things. Amen. Those are Bible things. I stand by those things, and I've been single-minded about those things all these years. And too many people listen to too many voices, and every time they hear a new voice, they change. They change this way. They change that way. Pastors go to conferences. Somewhere, someplace, to try to glean something or learn something at some place in the country. As soon as they go and they hear some speaker get up and say something, they say, well, that's what we got to do at our church. And right away they start writing it all down. And what do? They go home and change their whole program around. You know what that creates? A lot of confusion for the people of that church. That's what that creates. They never know who they are or what they are. I remember years ago my wife and I had a pastor. I mean, he couldn't decide what he wanted to be, bless God. He changed his mind more. I mentioned that Sunday school. He changed his mind more often than he changed his underwear, I think. He's always changing his mind. He started up, Brother Steve Johnson come influenced him as an evangelist, and he started up a soul winning program. Started up a soul winning program, we started having soul winning, and after a while, a month or two goes by, he said, well, we're not praying enough around here, so we're doing away with soul winning, we're going to stay in tonight and pray. You show up for soul winning that night, and we're going to go in the auditorium and pray tonight. Now, I'm all for prayer, amen, but if you're going to have a soul winning program, let's get on board with what we're doing, amen. We're going soul winning tonight, then let's go soul winning, bless God, and let's just stick with it. Instead of changing every month or 2 months, amen. That's the problem. People change all the time. Be single-minded instead of being double-minded so much. Single-minded, amen. Decide what you believe. Believe it and stick with it. Never revisit your decision by being double-minded. Be single-minded as a leader, amen. Be single-minded as a Christian. Look at the pictures of church summer camps 40 years ago. Compare it to the summer camps we have today. Those of you who don't know much about summer camps, they've changed a lot. They've changed a lot. A lot of double-mindedness going on there. The Nazarenes, Pentecostals, Assembly of God, Methodists, all those used to be a lot more the same. Amen. I'm not endorsing all those groups, but they've changed over the years, though. They've changed. The summer camps become more of a beach party. Amen. Something's changed. Music has changed. Fashions have changed. Bibles have been perverted. Doctrines have changed. All because men have become double-minded. Single-minded men find their purpose and course in life that God has for them to take, and they find what the Bible teaches them, and they stick with it single-mindedly and follow through with that course. Amen. That's how you're going to be a successful Christian. Find your course and take it and be single-minded about it and just stick with it. People change all the time. Change isn't always good. How can we be assured that we can successfully finish our course? By being single-minded this morning, folks. By being single-minded. Find out what God wants you to do and do it. Let me give you another one. Number two. Do not be double-hearted. Do not be double-hearted. Do not be double-hearted. Single-minded means doing what God wants you to do. Single-hearted simply means doing it like God wants you to do it. Amen. How can we successfully finish our course this morning? Do not harbor secret loves. Have a fixed heart. Amen. Have a fixed heart. Do not possess two loves. Single-minded people with a single-hearted love will be more assured of successfully finishing their course than the double-minded and the double-hearted will. I assure you of that. Find God's purpose and do it. Quit exchanging it. Every time you hear a different voice, say something different. Then allow God's purpose to be baptized within your entire devotion. Amen. In other words, immersed. For 17 years, I've been an independent Baptist preacher. Amen. I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with it. Amen. I have with single-mindedness done what God wanted me to do, and I have with single-heartedness done what God has wanted me to do with the devotion that I should have to it. Amen. I give God all my energy and all my devotion to accomplishing that task and that cause. It's important, folks. You want to be a successful Christian, you got to stay on course, bless God. You want to be a successful Christian, you're going to have to put your energy and your zeal and your excitement and all of that into that cause, amen. In fact, some leaders don't have that kind of energy and zip and so forth like that, and that excitement, that thrill. So why is that, preacher? Because they're double-hearted. They're double-hearted. What do? They get involved in ministry and they get involved in something else. And they get involved in something else, and that something else carries their heart away. And next thing you know, it begins to possess and control them, and all of a sudden they're not focused on the ministry like they should. You know, that's why it's hard working job outside the church. I don't think it's unscriptural. Some have tried to say it is, but Paul worked. He was a tent maker when he had to be. But I think this, a job's one thing, a career's another thing. You get you an outside career pretty soon. Boy, there's been a lot of pastors that had outside careers, and what's happened? They're not in the ministry any longer. What are they doing? That career. That career job they took. And it can hurt you. It can hurt you. You got to be careful. Can't be double-hearted. You can't be double-hearted. And give it all you have, and do not let someone or something else steal part of your heart. God allowed Lincoln Baptist Church to form and see some souls saved in this city. Amen. And it's because of the single-heartedness that we've had for over 10 years here. Amen. Number three this morning. Do not be double-tongued. Do not be double-tongued. Amen. And don't be double-tongued. People talk out of both sides of their mouth. Amen. So what does that mean, be double-tongued? It means while you're doing what God wanted you to do, like God wanted you to do it, then make sure you say what you were supposed to say. Do not be double-tongued. People will say one thing and not do it. Sunday school teacher that promotes a prize, and then at the end of the contest or the campaign or whatever, they don't deliver with that prize. So that's extreme. That's double-tongued. You said one thing, but you didn't follow through with it. That's double-tongued. A preacher that says he believes one way and preaches that, and then he walks out of the building and he does just the opposite, that's double-tongued. That's talking one way and doing another by your actions. Even if you're not saying it with your mouth, that's double-tongued. That's double-tongued. Hey, down south, they used to have preachers that they'd get up and they'd preach against liquor. And they'd preach against smoking. And then they'd walk out and they'd light up a cigar. They just got done preaching against smoking cigarettes. So light up a cigar. And somebody asked about one boy. Somebody asked about, he said, "Well, I'm not smoking cigarettes, it's a cigar." There's a difference. Really, there's a difference. Hey, that's double-tongued, amen. That's double-tongued. Hey, check out my sermons 10 years ago, amen. You'll find one thing, I'm still saying the same thing. I'm still saying the same thing, amen. My message has not changed, it's still the same, amen. I'm still saying the same thing. Now, how can a Christian successfully finish his course? Be single-minded and do what God wants you to do, amen. Be single-hearted and do what God wants you to do the way God wants you to do it. Amen. That's how. How can I successfully finish my course? Be single-tongued and do what God wants you to do like God wants you to do, and tell everyone what God wants you to do and how God wants you to do it, and then stick to it. all those things put in place, you'll be able to successfully finish your course, amen. You'll be able to, as a leader, you'll be able to successfully finish it. By the way, you can't properly lead people if you don't have those things in place. A Sunday school teacher has to have a single mind, a single heart, and a single tongue in order to be a successful Sunday school teacher. You can't be successful at leading anything without having these things put in place. Otherwise, you won't be able to finish to the end like God wants you to, the course that He sets out for you. And that's what I challenge you this morning, my friends. Let's stand to our feet.